Track 3 and the headline stories. This is not just a food store. You guessed it. This is an M&S food store. Retail giant Marks & Spencer is eyeing up Tynmouth as a location for a new food store. The seaside town is on a wish list of 68 locations in the southwest, where the company is actively looking for new sites for food stores. It is part of a nationwide plan to double the size of the M&S food business. In total, 500 areas across the country are on the new potential location list, and unlocking these new sites will help the retailer's plans to modernise its estate to 180 full-line stores and 420 food stores. Company bosses are particularly looking for large sites that could stock the full range of M&S food, so the target size would be 18,000 square feet. With 20 stores opening or renewing before the end of the financial year, creating 800 new jobs, M&S is picking up the pace on renewing its store estate. To grow the food business, M&S is looking to expand the size of its food stores to stock a fuller range and to attract more customers to do their weekly shop. This includes areas where there is no M&S store currently, including Tynmouth. All of these stores would be in the new renewal format with an extended range of M&S food, wider aisles for bigger shopping trolleys, and larger car parks for more family shoppers. Alex Frudman, Managing Director of M&S Food, said, "The strong performance of our new M&S food stores gives us the confidence to explore even more locations across the UK, from Elgin to Exmouth. With more than 20 stores opening or modernised before the end of the financial year, we are moving faster. Our team wants new sites where we could open a large M&S food store as we deliver on our strategy to bring the right stores to the right places and offer the best shopping experience, range and availability for our customers."
Libraries won't close, but opening hours could reduce. Devon County Council has launched a public consultation to help shape the future of the county's 50 libraries, none of which will close under the proposals, but opening hours could be reduced and standardised. Residents will be asked whether they support plans for standardised staffed hours, as well as proposals to reduce opening hours. Currently, each library has its own individual opening hours, but under the proposals, DCC are looking to group a number of libraries together within an area, and each area will have at least one larger library open Monday to Saturday. The library service budget has been reduced year on year, and despite savings having been made, the current model is no longer sustainable, the council says. Devon currently has 50 council-commissioned libraries run by the charity Libraries Unlimited, alongside a home library service and outreach programmes. Together, they welcomed 2.6 million visitors last year and hosted more than 14,000 events, ranging from children's story sessions to digital skills workshops. The consultation comes as the authority faces mounting financial pressures, which means that the council must now look at how services are delivered. From Monday, the 1st of December, until the 22nd of February, people across Devon will be able to give their views on proposals to reduce and standardise opening hours and options to extend opening hours through additional volunteering by using technology and the potential introduction of community-managed libraries. DCC is seeking views on the use of volunteers and community-managed libraries, where local organisations could take on day-to-day running, with support from the authority and Libraries Unlimited. This happens in Cornwall, where 4 out of the county's libraries are maintained by the council, with 27 run by local community groups, town and parish councils. Alex Kitto, the chief executive of Libraries Unlimited, said libraries are absolutely vital community spaces, offering everything from books to blood pressure monitors, repair cafes to baby weighing, community fridges to low-cost cinema, and much more besides. Crucially, they are spaces to come and being connected with others, where everyone is welcome and it doesn't cost any money to join. Our responsibility is to protect these spaces and ensure they continue to exist long into the future. Forms can be completed online on Devon County Council's website, at local area libraries, or returned by post.
Catholic Bishop is installed in Plymouth. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Plymouth finally has a bishop, 3 years after the position became vacant, when the former Bishop Mark O'Toole moved to take up the role of Archbishop of Cardiff in 2022. The Right Reverend Nicholas Hudson was formally installed as the Bishop of Plymouth on Saturday, November 29th. He will oversee a Catholic population of approximately 11,290 across 57 parishes and 37 schools throughout Devon, Cornwall and Dorset. Senior clergy, archbishops and bishops from England and Wales attended the installation mass at the Cathedral Church of St Mary and St Boniface in Plymouth. The bull of appointment from Pope Leo XIV highlighted the Church's confidence in Bishop Nicholas's appointment. "We thought of you, having carefully considered your pastoral achievements in the duties you have undertaken in the Archdiocese of Westminster, together with your spiritual and human gifts and your expertise in administration, which make you suitable for advancement to this greater office." Bishop Nicholas said he plans to visit parishes, schools and other institutions across the diocese to understand the community's aspirations. He said he was also keen to meet all the diocesan priests and deacons to hear of their experiences over the past few years and to talk about the ways in which we might develop as a community of faith. His Holiness Pope Leo XIV named the Right Reverend Nicholas Hudson as the new Bishop of Plymouth in October.